بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي موسى رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: إن لمؤمن في الجنة لخيمة من لؤلؤة واحدة مجوفة طولها في السماء 60 ميرا. إلى آخر الحديث. We are still reading in the chapter of the great virtues, of the great beauty of Jannat and what Jannat contains. And we had read previously also that the last person who will come out of Jahannam, that is that person who will have such a little bit of Iman that even the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam will not be able to detect it. Allah Ta'ala only will be able to detect it. And according to other narrations, such people will be burned to complete ashes. And then Allah Ta'ala will detect that Iman and take them out of Jahannam and bring them into Jannat, the details of which we read that how they will enter Jannat. And then also they will get 10 times the size of this dunya. So much will that person get. So we should protect this Iman which Allah has given us. And we should go with this Iman. May Allah take us safely. This Iman is our greatest asset, and to protect it is our greatest duty. Yeah, in this hadith we read also of another aspect of Jannat and the great enjoyments which there will be in Jannat. Hazrat Abu Musa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Inna lil mu'mini fil jannati." For a mu'min, a believer, in Jannat there will be, amongst all the other pleasures and enjoyments. And we have read a lot about the palaces which will be in Jannat. And for one mu'min, what palaces there will be. However, yeah, another aspect is referred to, لَخَيْمَةً مِنْ لُؤْلُؤَةٍ وَاحِدَةٍ مُجَوَّفَةٍ. There will be a tent also. In that Jannat, they will have a tent also. Either we might understand it, perhaps from our point of view, like a person wants an outing also. But moreover, it is the Bedouins, they used to live in tents. And for them also, what they enjoyed, like the Arab till today, no matter what palace he lives in, he loves to go out in the desert and live in a tent there. So there he will be given a tent which will be made from a single pearl, and this pearl will be hollow. That is, the material of the tent will be this pearl, and it will be hollow. Mujawwafatid atuluha fi samai 60 milan. Its height in the sky, that means upwards its height will be 60 miles. And it has been explained that a mile is sitta ala fi dhira'in, 6,000 yards. Whether we take it in meters or we take it in yards, it is round about 3,000 meters. So that will be about three and a half kilometers will be the height of it, as we understand. And according to other riwayat of Muslim Sharif, it appears that the breadth of it will also be about the same amount, about three and a half kilometers, just that one tent will be, besides all the palaces and all that person will have. And it appears also that it will be in a square shape, like the Bedouins used to make their tents. In that way, one is like a dome, and one is like a square shape. It appears it will be like that. And it will lil mu'min, it will be for this mu'min, fiha ahlun, and he will have his family there. And by family really is referred to his wives will be there. He will have all his wives also there, whether they are the wives of this dunya also, and the beautiful hurul een of Jannat. Yatufu alayhim al-mu'min. And this believer, this one person who will have all this, he will be visiting them also, all his family, all his wives. And that will be also in such a way, فَلَا يَرَى بَعْضُهُمْ بَعْضًا. They won't be able to see one another, either because of the vastness of it. It will be so vast, so far away they will be from one another that they will not see one another. Or it is that there will be such a way of parda, whether there will be curtains, or like we have, like in other ayats of the Quran Sharif also, that there will be certain doors that you can see from the one side, you can't see from the other side. just like we have this mirrored doors, etc. So like it will perhaps will be like that. But yeah, this person, one mu'min, will have this great enjoyment of this beautiful tent also. That material will be made of this pearl. It will be a hollow. It appears that it will be a square shape, and it will be enormously wide and high also, very big also. And he will have all his wives there, with whom he will have great, great pleasure. And all of this which we have read over and over is for eternity. No worry of any health, of weakness in health or anything like that. Just enjoyment forever. And as mentioned, again repeated for myself, for all of us, this is the time to prepare for that now. That we don't make this dunya our object, but the akhirah. And we make tawbah of all our sins. And we have to understand that we have to accept and understand we have lot of sins and wrongs that we have done. If we just think of our wives, how we treated them, our workers, how we treated them, all these things have to be rectified. And where people that we backbited, we had bad mouthed them, we insulted people, we hurt their feelings. All this also, it's not just a matter of becoming pious outwardly, but all these matters are going to count. And it is not only also our piety which we think we are in now, but it is our whole life that is going to count. May Allah make it easy for us, and we work towards this and acquire this great, great ni'mat which Allah Ta'ala has prepared and promised for the believers.